A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Chafei, Sukkah 25a, pagination page 49, starting from the new Mishnah, about 11 lines from the top of the page. Shluchei Mitzvah, a person who's going to do a mitzvah. Examples that are given are going to greet his Rebbe during Sukkot, to learn Torah from him, or Pidyon Shavuyim. Peturim min HaSukkah, they are potter absolved of the mitzvah of Sukkah during their travels. So when they get to a park, a rest stop, they're allowed to eat. The halacha would be that he's allowed to eat a sandwich, even washing, hamotzi, etc., once we understand when this applies, but a shliach mitzvah indeed is potter from sukkah. Rashi on the Mishnah goes ahead and tells us, afilu b'sha'as chaniyosan, even when they are resting, and that's indeed how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Reish Mem, Sif Zayin, their pturim min ha'sukkah, bein bayom, bein balayla, both by day and by night, regardless of their travels. That they're traveling only by day or they're traveling only by night, they're still potter during the journey. Now, the reason for this pitur, why are they absolved, is because of a principle which the Gemara develops on this staff, called Osek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. A person who's involved in a mitzvah is potter from a different mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that even when they're resting, even when they've come to their lodging, if it's a tircha, if it's an inconvenience, if it's a strain on them to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, even if a sukkah exists in town, but it's a strain on them, so then the din of osek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah extends even to that. If, however, there is a sukkah mizumenes lefanov, prepared in front of him, ready, available, for example, they're staying in a hotel, and the hotel has a sukkah set up right next to their regular dining room, and the waiters are going in and out and serving people. So mizumenes lefanov, it's available, then yes, tzarech likanis pasukah v'lechol, it's efshel l'kayim shneim, you're able to do both mitzvahs, you do both mitzvahs. But we accept, even if it's a strain on the person who's involved in a mitzvah, it's difficult for him, so then we would accept this very far-reaching heter that they don't have to eat in a sukkah because they're involved in a different mitzvah. Now, this should be contrasted with a different halacha about a traveler, a person who's traveling for a different compelling reason. He has a business meeting, a conference that he has to attend. He's a holech derachim. He's on the way. And he also has a heter to eat out of the sukkah. But that heter is limited to his travel time. And the source for that heter is Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru, the principle that you only have to live in the sukkah the way you live in your house. So that while he's traveling, people travel, people eat outside their home. So he's allowed to do that too, even though it's sukkahs. Take a look at the next daf, Chavav Amud Aleph, 26a, pagination 51, about 10 lines from the top at the end of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, Holchei Durachim Bayom Peturim Min HaSukkah Bayom V'Chayavim Balayla. A person is going on the way, as we mentioned, a business trip, so he's absolved of sukkah, but only while he's traveling. Once he gets to his hotel room, he cannot say, well, I'm torud, I'm distracted, I'm overwhelmed. That works for a person who's going on a mitzvah because he's invoking shluchei mitzvah, osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But a person who's traveling for business, his heter is teshvu ke'in taduru. I dwell in the sukkah the way I dwell in my home. So when I'm traveling, I don't dwell in my home. But once he books himself into the hotel room, he's living in a home. And that's what people do at night. They live in a home. And teshvu ke'in taduru will no longer absolve him of sukkah. The recommendation is that he should eat things that do not require eating in the sukkah. Fruit, vegetables, meat. There are lots of things that a person could do that still do not enter into the level of a true meal. And that's the route to go with a person who's finds it difficult to eat in a sukkah, but does not have a heter not to eat in the sukkah. Similarly, a person at his office, so he goes to his office every day, this is his location, so he would be chayiv to eat lunch in a sukkah, if that's an inconvenience, and it's hard for him, and he can't get away to do it, so then the correct approach would be to set up his eating for the days of Sukkot, for the Chol HaMoed that he has to go to work, to set it up in a way that it's items that do not require eating in a sukkah. Now, we've considered the case of Shliach Mitzvah. So Shliach Mitzvah is the heter of Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah and applies even when he's not directly involved in the mitzvah, if it'll cause a strain to him. We've discussed Holchei Durachim, a person who's going on his way. So as long as he has a compelling reason to be going, so then he's also Patur, but he's Patur only while he's traveling because people travel. They're outside their home for a period of time. Many hold, by the way, that this does not apply, and this is the prevalent approach, that this does not apply to a person who's traveling for leisure. He had no compelling reason. It wasn't that there's an annual business meeting, a special conference that he has to attend, and it's now, and he needs to go. Leisure trips, a person should orchestrate either with a sukkah or with items that do not require a sukkah. The final case I want to mention is on Amud Beis of today's daf, which is Chaf Hei Amud Beis 25b, pagination 50. Midway on the page, the first word on the line is Mar, Memresh. And then we begin with the case of Avel, a mourner, Rachmana Litzlan. V'amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav, Avel Chayiv B'Sukkah. A mourner is obligated in Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Pshita, of course he's obligated. He's a regular Jew. Mahu detem, I would have thought. Ha'il v'amar Rav Abba v'zavda amar Rav mitzta'ar potur min ha-sukkah. There's a principle that might have been misunderstood. The principle is called mitzta'ar, a person who's in pain. Potur min ha-sukkah is absolved of sukkah. Hainami mitzta'ar hu. This is also a person who's in pain. Kamash malon. We came to tell you that an ovel is chayiv in sukkah, that these are two different types of pain in the way they're assessed. Hani mili tzaira de memela. If the person is having tzar from the sukkah, from the situation that he's encountering, it's too hot, it's too cold, etc. So that's the case where the sukkah is no longer teshvu ke'en taduru, like living in your house. It's not the normal, simple inconvenience of a diras arai. It's becoming something that people just don't live like that. Aval hacha, but over here, where's the tsar coming from? It's coming from a different source. It's not from the sukkah. Mitzar patam and a sukkah only applied when the sukkah situation was causing the tsar. Iyuhu to come mitzar nafshei. He's causing pain to himself, so to speak, It's how he's reacting to a different, unrelated situation, unrelated to sukkah. He has to settle himself in order that he could do the mitzvah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.